Okay, it's 7:19, and welcome everyone to the meeting of the WBAI Local Finance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the treasurer of the WBAI Local Station Board, and therefore I am the chair of this Local Finance Committee. And the first thing I want to do is establish that we have a quorum here. So everybody will be asked their name again. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Here.
William Heerwagon. Noel Jameson.
Here.
Pat Logan.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre. Berthold Reimers.
Yeah.
Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Maria Skelton. Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
Okay. Michael D.D. White makes it 8, and that is a quorum. And now I need to ask... where is it? Okay. I need to ask is... Well, Mario, you've already said you're here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you just became a member. So let
wow.
me write that over here. And...
Jump into who's a
okay, and now going down...
Do I get a t-shirt?
Is Anita Hawkins here? Anita, no. Is Anita Hawkins here? No reply. Is Laura L. Wiggins here? No reply. Okay, well, we'll be asking later on. There's plenty of meeting left. Okay, the first thing we're going to do is... First thing we're going to do is adopt an agenda for this meeting, and this was sent out, of course, to the email list, and I propose we adopt the following agenda. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 6. General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances, 20 minutes. 7. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 8. New business. 9. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And so that's the motion that's on the floor right now. Is there any debate or any amendments to the agenda?
Hello, R. Paul?
Yeah.
I want to say that I'm here, okay?
Okay, that's Stern.
Yeah, you have a. I know you were.
Got it.
One person's local. Okay, thank you.
Yep, I got it.
I'll be on. Fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So the motion on the floor is that agenda. Is there? Are there any amendments or any debate on the agenda? Hearing none. Is there any objection to going to a vote on the agenda? And is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. Okay, so the first thing is to identify a timekeeper. Would somebody like to do that? Would somebody like to be the timekeeper for this meeting?
Would you like me to get the clock? I'll do it, I'll pull this, Jack.
Okay. Okay, Jack DePalma will do it.
Put the time in the message, and I'll be able to follow it. I mean,
okay,
I have
to announce
here
it
on my phone.
I'll announce it as we get through things.
Okay.
Any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jack DePalma is the timekeeper. Next is excused absences. There are none. Nobody asked for one. and nobody's going to get one. Anyway, yes, yes. All right, so there's that. And none. Next is Treasurer's Report. And I will be giving that in 1 second as soon as I can get the software to work the way I want it to. Okay. Okay. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. Everybody knows there's a written treasurer's report that's posted. And I'll note that the National Finance Committee is still spending a lot of time dealing with the financial crisis at KPFK.
What do you have, 20 minutes?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I didn't do that, did I? Okay,
all right.
15 minutes.
Okay, good enough.
Okay. And, all right. And to exacerbate things, KPFK came out of their fundraiser, their on-air fundraiser in October, and during that fundraiser, they were on average about $2,500 a day short of what it takes to run the station. And that's important because if you're unable to raise the money to keep the station going for that day, you know, on a daily average, while you're pitching, which is when the money's getting brought in, how are you going to do it between pitching times, between on-air fundraisers? So that's a very big thing, and so there's an issue there. Part of the issue for BAI is that BAI is also not doing all that well, and we borrow from other stations, and KPFK is in actually worse shape and worse need than WBAI. So, you know, there's a certain amount of money to go around, and if a lot of it goes into KPFK, there may not be enough to help BAI. So that's why it's important to BAI to, you know, worry about this stuff. I mean, WBAI is ending FY21 with a six-figure deficit. So it's a problem for everybody. In better news, the outstanding balance on the FY20 audit has been paid off, and the FY21 audit can commence. Sometimes, you know, we go for a while before we pay the auditors. Well, the auditors aren't going to take up a new job with you unless you pay off the last job. They know better than some other people do who allow, you know, debts to build up. And anyway, the National Education Telecommunications Association, NETA, says that they're a long way from getting the books for FY21 closed because some stations don't have all of their information in. And that's a problem we've had before, and we're having it again. And NETA says Pacific is in better shape with regard to preparation for the audit than it was last year. So even with that, it's better than last year. Also, the NFC at the NFC, we had the interim executive director there, and she said the economic injury disaster loan the Pacifica got us about $150,000 last year. And this year, Pacifica applied for the full $2 million for the EIDL, and the Small Business Association, which handles the loan, allowed Pacifica $500,000, but subtracted the $150,000 we'd gotten the year before. So Pacifica did, in fact, get $350,000 from the emergency disaster loan. So we got $350,000. And the interim executive director says that Pacifica can apply for... Is everybody okay there? Okay. The interim executive director said that Pacifica can apply for more, and she plans to do so before the end of this year, this calendar year. And the economic injury disaster loan has a term of 30 years, and the interest rate is 2.75%. And what they're going to do is take all of that money and put it in a restricted account so it doesn't just get, you know, somehow used up for daily operations or anything. And it's going to be an account that's going to require, you know, only certain people to sign off on getting the money out, or the PNB will have to vote to allocate money from that restricted account. And there were discussions about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and getting money from it. And, well, the interim executive director thinks that only two or three of the Pacifica stations are going to qualify for the community service grants. WBAI may not be one of those stations because it depends a lot on listenership metrics. So there's a problem. And also there's probably going to be, I hope, a common template for budgets at all the stations. So it isn't, you know, you're in a whole different planet when you go from one station to another presenting their budget. And NETA is going to come up with a new and common for everybody chart of accounts. And the chart of accounts basically is a way of keeping track of money and categorizing it. And it makes it so that when you know, some station says we're going to spend $30,000 on widgets, it's the same for all stations. If the next station isn't going to send, well, we're going to spend $40,000 on, you know, flying high, when actually they're spending it on widgets. So it'll be a thing where it'll be common and it'll be easier to figure out what's going on, both for putting budgets together and to figuring out where stations are spending their actual money. And that can be a problem, too, sometimes. And so that's basically it for the treasurer's report. The next NFC meeting is going to be on November 23rd at 8:30 p.m. And that's about it. Pacific is not in great shape at all, and we've gotten that loan, so that will help us out, and there it is. So are there any questions or anything on the treasurer's report?
9 minutes remain.
I have a question, Paul. Mario.
Okay, Mario.
Is currently BAI, does it get any money outside of the listenership and the buddy, and outside of the fundraiser and then the buddy? Does it get any grants or donations, not outside of bequests as well?
Oh, outside of bequests. I would say most probably just, you know, money over to Transom comes in, if you want to count that.
No.
Sometimes people just send donations.
Oh, okay. But no grants of any kind, no assistance.
Well, Berthold's here. Berthold, have we gotten any grants lately?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll wait for the report. Maybe I'll ask then.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
WBI is going to end up with a six-digit deficit.
Yes, we're going to end with a six-digit deficit, aren't we? Unless something's changed.
In 2021 or 2022 budget?
Both.
Well, both?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can tell us that good news when you get to your general manager's report. Okay, anything further on the treasurer's report? Okay, before we move, let me do some more attendance junk here. Is William Heerwagon here? No. Is Matt Mazza here? No. Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Nope. Is Serene Roberts here? Nope. Is Maria Skelton here? Nope. Okay, nothing's changed in there. Let me go and ask, is Anita Hawkins here? Nope. Is Laura L. Wiggins here? Nope. Okay. Is there anything further on the treasurer's report?
Yes, I have a question. R. Paul, this is Sarah Kleppner.
Okay, go ahead. By the way, I should say people do not have to identify themselves on this committee unless they want to become members. If you want to become a member, you have to identify yourself and all of that. So I have you noted, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that they don't have to say who they are if they want to speak up. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for noting.
Excuse me. William just joined.
Okay, I gotcha. Go ahead, Sarah Kleppner.
Thanks. Did I hear you say that BAI might not be eligible for this? Was it the CPB grant because of listener
yes.
metrics?
Yes.
Maybe you could elaborate on that.
Okay. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has something called a community service grant. And in the old days, that's what we really used to make money on. And so basically, well, of course, we got kicked out of CPB some years ago because of various reasons. And now we have to requalify. We're not in it yet. And they're going to have to apply for membership in next May. And then we'll see if things work out and we can get back into the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And at that point, they would look and see what see if you qualify. Now, there are a number of things that can qualify you or disqualify you for CPB community service grants. And I'll point out, BAI used to end up getting about $300,000 a year from those community service grants. And, you know, we haven't had that for years and years now. And so one of the things they look at is listenership. How many listeners do you have? And if you don't have a certain percentage of listeners, you're not going to qualify. KPFK failed to qualify, I don't, you know, was that like 10 years ago or something, or some number of years ago, I remember KPFK failing to qualify on the basis of listenership numbers. There are also other things you have to watch out for, which some people don't seem to care about, things like making sure that you follow the open meeting rules, and if you're going to have a meeting about something, there are only certain things you can have in closed session, and if you do other things in closed session, you're going to not qualify for CPB money. So there are all sorts of issues regarding this stuff, and on the basis, the interim executive director speculated recently that on the basis of listenership numbers, WBAI may not qualify. Okay?
Paul, just a question to clarify.
Yeah.
How do they measure that? It's not Arbitron, is it anymore?
Nielsen's. Nielsen 8
okay.
Arbitron.
They use Nielsen's then. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah, who's
okay.
this? Oh, you don't have to give your name. Go ahead.
I know,
you don't have
I know.
To...
I know.
Yeah, what's your question?
My question is... sorry about this echo. I don't know why. Mr. Reimers mentioned the six-figure debt figure. I'd like to know what those numbers are.
Oh,
not
okay.
how many
that,
places, the number of debt.
Okay. That he's got the next report, so he will have an opportunity to perhaps gleefully say that we don't have six figures. I don't know. But
well, that's
we'll get
what he
that
just said, so that's kind of
yeah.
weird. All right,
again.
I will await the six-digit figure.
Whatever he's going to say. All right, are there any other questions regarding the Treasurer's report?
Yes, I'll call Mario.
Mario, go ahead.
There are other stations that have the same rating problem, and it's not just New York.
Oh, no. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the interim executive director said that two or three of the five Pacifica stations may be able to qualify. KPFA and WPFW will definitely qualify on the basis of listenership. WBAI is iffy.
Yeah.
Which means that KPFT and KPFK we know they're not going to make it in terms of listenership.
Now, one question about that. Isn't it the Berkeley station that is able to go 150 miles because that's the way it was set up a long time ago?
I think that's the KPFK station. They got the special 100,000-watt dispensation from the FCC a long time ago.
Right, and they could go off a bunch of antennas and then go 150 miles. Easy. So they don't have enough listeners?
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
All right.
So, and we got 20 million people around here. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
It's also true that KPFA has repeater stations down the coast, like Santa Barbara and other down from Berkeley. So it's true that different stations have different transmitter characteristics and different ways to share their signal. And KPFA has a few stations down the coast from Berkeley. And KPFK, as you said, probably has a very much more powerful transmitter and a lot of flat surface around there.
Well, let me
KPFK, KPFK has an issue with mountains, I'm told. I don't know. I've not been there. But I'm told that there are mountains and they cause an issue, so they have to have their antenna high up and
power. I think your time is up, by the way. That's 15 minutes.
Okay. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time for the treasurer's report, we'll move on. And not hearing that, we will be going next to... let me get it here. Next, we go to the general manager's report on WBAI's finances. 20 minutes. Go ahead, Bertold. If somebody has a radio or TV going, could they please mute themselves?
I muted. I'm in a public place. I muted.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Bertold.
Yeah. So right now we have we are not doing too well as far as fundraising is concerned. Because we don't have any new premium. You know, we're doing the same old premium. We're not getting any new premium from our producers. So as of right now, we owe October and November times square the tower rent. So that's $33,000. And then we owe the rent at $388. So these are the major two items that we owe. That troublesome. So considering that we're not doing that well right now, that's actually pretty decent. So that's that. That would not be a problem if we had prospects of premiums and things like that, because this is how we go. We go up and down, and I presented at the local finance committee meeting. Exactly the same thing. We're not really doing well with having new premium, you know. So, you know, we're reaching out to producers and stuff like that. But basically, right now, it's only Gary Nolan that's carrying it. But that's basically it. That's all my report is. You know, the thing is, we're having doing a lot of initiatives, talking to grant writers and stuff like that to find other ways of bringing in money, and I'm talking to the program director so that she can reach out to certain producers that we know raised money in the past, like Within the Truth. I mean, like everybody has just kind of slowed down and sat back, and so, you know, as I'm doing the 2022 52-week schedule, I'm sending an email to everybody reminding them what it is that they're supposed to do and what it is that we expect from them. And so that's the problem. You know, we had a few premiums presented by Tony Bates, Kristen Blasdale, and some other premiums, Cohen Fanari, that did not do well. You know, so usually you have one good premium that does well in 1 month, and then that would help you with the average of money that you bring in. Because we don't have that, we are in trouble. That's my report.
Okay. First, let me ask a question. Okay, we owe $388. How much do we owe $388?
1 month.
1 month. So we're only 1 month behind. Okay.
November. I mean, we're okay, November 15 right now, so we're like in the middle of the month.
Right. And landlords like it at the top of the month.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, there was a question about six-figure ending for FY21. Do you say it's not going to be, or what?
I have in my report $65 deficit. So, you know, I mean, I just don't understand this six-figure report where nobody has sent the report for fiscal year 2020 with September in it. So, I mean, that's why I sound a bit annoyed. You know, I just haven't, I haven't seen that report. Have you seen it? The September?
September? No, they're still pulling it together because some stations aren't getting their information in. But if we look at the... If we look at previous reports, we can see that we have problems. We have a serious deficit either way you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions for the general manager on the general manager's report?
Yes. This is John Hoffman.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to, you know, there was some discussion about FY22, so Berthold, could you kind of give an idea or first blush of what FY22 deficit is going to look like?
Okay, so that's a good question. Thank you. FY22 budget, the FY22 budget I presented to the Finance Committee and that I presented to the WBAI Local Station Board had a deficit of upward, by off the top of your head, I'm trying to find it.
Like 130 something, wasn't it? It was six figures. Wasn't
yes.
You know, giant six figures, but it was six
yeah.
figures.
It had a $275,000 before capital expenditures and $301,000 after capital expenditures. And so capital expenditures were things that everyone said that we should have gotten rid of, we should get rid of. And then, so when I adjusted it for the finance, for the LSB, but they never, said it to them, they never really discussed it. The new number was more like $153,000 with expenditure and $128,000. Without capital expenditures. And that was,
okay.
the changes in that were basically assuming that David, the BI buddy was 18,000, which was, I had put it at 15,000, but we do regularly bring 18,000 a month. That's a steady number. And then, I put David Wadenberg at 52,000 and Gretchen Bickwess at 45,000. So these were the major changes that were put in there as revenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions for the general manager?
Yeah, Mario here.
Okay, Mario.
Okay, it's about the signal and the strength, and that also talks to how many people.
Oh yeah, let's get to that.
Yeah. Well, wait, I have a question. Okay. Now, I went to Long Island last week, and I went on the Long Island Railroad, and that's east of the city. So pretty much from Times Square, there's nothing in the way. There's no buildings in the way from where we have our tower now. There are some buildings in Long Island City, but it should be a clean shot. So I used the radio on my phone. And, of course, I'm in a moving train, but then the train stops. So I'm able to get a signal, a really good signal. So the BAI signal disappeared at about 45 minutes. So that's somewhere between 40 miles, somewhere around 40 miles. Then I switched to NYC, and NYC signal goes about 15 minutes longer to about an hour. That's about 60 miles. So they're in the same building, if I remember. Now, here's my question. Now, that's my doing it that far myself. Now, here's my question. Are we pushing 50,000 watts from Times Square, question one? Question two, is it more money if we did reduce our push? Is it have anything to do with money? That's two questions.
Bertold, would you like me to answer the more technical one there? About the power?
We basically have the same power, the same range, the same reach. The Empire State Building, it was tall and clunky. So because it was tall, it went over and like an umbrella over the city. You know, but also the signal was, you know, because, you know, for some reason, the signal was not that strong. This new antenna, the tower is shorter, but because of the way it's designed and it's modern, it has a different way of reaching out to the area that we need to reach out to. So in certain ways, you know, a few places it might be blocked. And then in other places, it might be stronger because of the way it's, you know, like it is a multi-directional signal. And so that's basically it. And then the question about whether or not KPFA has more areas they're covering. CPB money is, they look at the listenership based on the area you're covering. So it's a percentage of the area you're covering. So you could cover 5 miles or 200,000 miles. You know the proportion of mileage and people under you is what they're looking at. You know, it's not like if you have 200,000 miles, you know, you should cover 500 people. Now, you know, it's a percentage.
Okay.
You got 9 minutes, folks.
All right. Yes, it can be variable in terms of how much reach you have. And yeah, using your radio and your phone, it's not a scientific way. When they measure it, when they measure signal strength, they don't do that. They use really sophisticated stuff, and they pay very close attention to what's between you and the signal. And, you know, at FM, we're on the 3-meter band, and that means we've got a pretty close to direct line of sight, and the Earth curves. So at some point, you've got, you know, a bunch of the planet Earth between the signal and where you are. So that's why you don't receive it.
There was another thing, and
I can't remember what I was going to say. What was this?
I sometimes babysat for my daughter. She's in Holbrook, Long Island. That's in Suffolk County. And I would use a little FM transmitter, a little FM radio. And I got it, but you have to point the antenna in the right direction, out the right window, in the right way. But I also think there's an important observation that comes about because now we have a digital transmitter, and our signal doesn't have much overlap at all. It's very narrow. And it comes in nice and clear when you get right on the station, but using an analog tuner, my little FM radio there, I can get it. And I used to be able to get it before we came off the Empire State Building, up in New Paul's. So I believe that there's two things going on that might speak to what Mario's talking about. Number one, our transmitter works fine, but that whole idea about being higher and up on the Empire State Building made a big difference for the curvature question, the curvature observation you made of the Earth. And the other observation is because we've now gone from analog to digital transmitter, I think our signal is narrow and hard to really pick up unless you really, really kind of focus to where it is. And then it comes in nice and strong. But the problem is that it's not easy to pick up because it's not, you know, broad. It's only narrow. And I'll stop there because that's my own experiences that I'm talking about. And this is over 10, 15 years of listening and in different locations.
All right. Yes. Okay. Let me just say very fast that, we also got reports after we went to 4 Times Square that people out on the far end of Suffolk County just weren't hearing us anymore. So, pardon me. Pardon me. So yeah, there is a little bit of loss with the signal out to there. The other side of that narrow signal is it helps to punch through the pirates in Brooklyn. And for people who don't know, there are a load of pirate radio stations in Brooklyn. Some of them, for some reason, want to be on 99.5. So we have to try and punch through that. And I've, at times, had great difficulty still getting WBAI while the pirate stations are punching away at our signal. So the narrower signal is not, you know, all bad. Okay, are there any other questions or things for the general manager?
Yes, this is Noel Jameson. I have a
go ahead.
More of a strategic instead of a tactical question.
Sorry, there's two people on the stack.
Were we on the stack?
Let's take a stack.
Yeah.
Let's take a stack, and one second. Okay, who wants to be on the stack?
Michael White to the staff.
Okay, somebody said, who's that first person? I can't hear you.
Jeffrey Stone.
Michael White?
I can't. I can't understand what you just said.
Jeffrey Stern.
Jeffrey Stern. Oh, okay. Jeffrey Stern. I heard
White.
Michael White. Who else?
And Noel Jameson.
Noel is in there. Who else?
Mario again.
Sarah Kleppner, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear Kleppner and okay.
Sarah said something after Michael White.
Okay. I have Mario and Mario Mastrandrea and Sarah Kleppner are going for a second bite. Is there anybody else who wants to go for a first bite?
Jeffrey Stern.
I have an
yes, you're on there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Who's the other voice?
I'm sorry, Arpol. I didn't ask Bertholdt any questions. I asked you a question. Different report.
Okay. So you're you don't have to give your name, but I'll just put you in as I don't know. I'll put you in. Okay. So you'll be after Noel. So what I have? Pardon me, I choke here. Oh boy. What I have is Jeffrey Stern, Michael White, Noel Jameson, someone I don't know who they are, but I'll recognize the voice, and then for a second bite of the apple, Mario Mastrandrea and Sarah Kleppner. Okay? And, before we go anywhere, is Anita Hawkins here? Nope. Is Laura L. Wiggins here? Nope. Okay. Jeffrey Stern, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. Two points. First of all, about the comment about not being able to reach BAI out in Holbrook. I found that then use your cell phone because I have no problem getting it almost anywhere, even upstate. The other thing I want to say is that I haven't seen a report sent to the committee about finances. We were supposed to get one. To the members of the committee, it's hard to do listen to Bertholdt and not understand what's going on. We were supposed to get something sent to the committee. I wish we could get that. We could understand more what's going on, both with the P&L and also what else is going on. Okay, can we ask Bertholdt to do that in future?
We've asked Bertholdt to do that in the past. So.
What?
Bertholdt, do you want to answer that?
Yeah.
Bertholdt?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer what Jeffrey Stern just brought up?
I know. I apologize. I'm just busy doing so many different things. It's frustrating. It's a lot of work. And I'm, you know... I would rather spend that time on premiums that would get us money. Otherwise, we'll just be out of business. So that's
our
problem.
But the problem is we're tasked with overseeing what's going on, and we can't do that if we don't have something in front of us, okay? You can tell us what's going on. And that's the frustrating thing. That's what we come here for this meeting for, to help you, number one, but also to see what's going on, okay? All right. Okay. So we can help. So hopefully more members of the LSV, new members of the LSV will come here and understand what's going on, why we're fighting for things, okay? All right? I understand that you want to raise money, but on the other hand, we can't do our job without that, okay? Okay?
Okay.
That's my point, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Jeffrey Stern. And the next person up is Michael D.D. White.
Paul, should we move to extend 10 minutes?
Oh, wait a second. What's our situation? Are we out of time?
1 minute, 30 seconds.
All right. Somebody want to make a motion to extend for some amount of time?
Make a motion that we extend 10 minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay, first of all, let me say a motion in the committee does not require a second. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended, and I make it exactly 8 o'clock right now. Go ahead, Michael D.D. White.
Yeah, I don't know about a narrow signal or any kind of science about that. If anyone wants to fill me in more, that's fine, but we have digital capability on our antenna, but we are broadcasting an analog signal, and that's all we're broadcasting right now, I believe. But in terms of range, our range also changes as tall buildings are built around the city, and that's happening more and more. So we have the same antenna, but it loses range as the buildings are built.
Okay. I can testify that TV reception is going to hell in some parts of Brooklyn, because in other parts of Brooklyn they're building these giant skyscrapers. So there's that. All right. The next person is Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just a quick point or seeking clarification. Berthold had mentioned that we were not doing well with no new premiums. And I guess my question is, at some point, or will the premium model, has consideration been given to changing from a premium base model to the program, the message is the content is the premium. At some point, I just wonder, finding new potions, lotions, whatever the case may be, ultimately runs out of steam or has to be constantly replaced. But good quality programming that addresses the needs of the communities that we are targeted to serve may enhance membership more than quote unquote the latest premium. Is that not the case? Are there no stations that have had success with a more flexible model, if you will?
Every station pitch. It all depends on what it is that they're pitching, but the bottom line is that's how we make our money.
Why do we have producers that don't pitch or can't come up with premium if that's critical for the station's success?
That is the question.
So wait, who selects the people on air?
A bunch of them have been on air forever, before my time, and then we selected a few of them to put on the air to put some good quality or new, fresh programming. And one of the things that definitely happened to WBAI is that when we had to lay off a bunch of people, we laid off like the morning strip, the 3 p.m. strip, and Earl Caldwell. These are like three people who were, you know, like also making a lot of money as opposed to just Gary Noll and Kristen Blasdell. So these people were paid producers, and they had a job, and then they had a strip, and they used to raise money.
Now we are basically reaching out to each producer and telling them we want them to raise money. And then a lot of them do try, and some of them, and sometimes we get pushed back. That is management's job. So the thing, though,
the producers are saying it's manager's job to raise money, and the manager is coming to the finance committee saying that we need new premiums, which suggests that it's the producer selecting the premiums. I just trying to figure out how do we get out of this circular thing.
Well, we get out of this circular thing. First of all, we need money. We need more money because we need a fund drive coordinator, somebody who just does that. It is exhausting for me and the program director to be focusing on this all the time while we're doing everything else we're doing. I mean, she's producing.
But we pay a lot in consultant fees for that, I thought. I mean, I've been listening for a long time, and I see a ever-increasing cadre of consultants, and I'm assuming that we're getting the last time I was on, I heard about the return that we were getting from the money we're spending on consultants. And now I'm hearing
point of
that
information.
Right.
Point of information. Am I allowed?
Well, there's no such thing, but could you wait till he's done for a second?
Yeah, my question for Berthold is regarding the premiums.
Okay.
I'd like to wait
until Noel is done right here. Noel, you should finish up, and then you're going to be in there too. You're on the list, okay?
Yep.
So
thank you, Noel.
Please let Noel finish up, please.
I'm going to wrap up by saying it could be the case, but I don't hear that there's a criteria for establishing who's on the air that links to this critical response that you're giving that we need new premiums and better pitching. So I would hope that going forward, it may not be so much that the distance of the signal, given the density in New York City, it might be the message, and it might be that. Let's put it that way. Who's conveying the message or doing the pitching? We need to get the right people in those spots. Otherwise, what you're telling me is you've got people who are constantly losing money, and there's no plan or way to change that because they've been here a long time. That's what I'm hearing. I could be wrong, but that's sort of my summary of what I'm hearing.
Okay. Berthold, do you have something short to reply to that, too, or else?
All I can do is I'm going to I'm attaching to you. I had a problem with my computer, by the way. I'm attaching to you the some of my reports, and then part of the report is that we have I'll put in the performances of shows, like how much money we have raised. That's a report that I did send to the finance to the LSB. I'll try to find that and send it to you right now.
Okay.
The percentage of shows that are bringing in money, the shows that are bringing in money, how much money they're bringing in. And also, there are shows, there are premiums, and then there's all that. And so I'm going to find that and send that to you.
Okay. Next we have the woman whose name I don't know, and you're next.
Are you speaking to me, Art Paul?
I think I am,
making
yes.
The point of order? Yeah, this is Sarah Kleppner. I'm glad to identify myself.
Wait a minute. Sarah Kleppner, there's another woman who was on after Noel. On the list. Is she here anymore? I don't know her name. Are you muted? Did you leave? Okay, I don't know. All right, before we go to Mario and you, we have to see if there's anybody else who has a first-time thing to say.
Berthold, Arpal, I didn't ask Berthold a question yet. I know I'm not a
But is it
first time to speak in the meeting or first time to ask a question of this on this item?
We can make it for this item, in which case Mario is next. All right.
Actually, I think Mario did ask a question. I'll respect
Rachel Barr for the stack.
Oh, there you go. Is that her?
Okay, who?
Rachel Barr for the stack.
Okay. Well, Rachel Barr hasn't said anything at all in the meeting yet. And let me, I'm trying to look back here to see who's done what in this. And Mario has gone in this, and Sarah Kleppner has not. So we'll reverse those two. And so let's go to Sarah Kleppner, followed by Rachel Barr and Mario. Go ahead.
Thanks. Berthold, regarding the premiums, I understood in your report from to the LSB this month that some of the premiums on give2wbai.org are not visible. And I would suggest that you said that the site had to be cleaned up, that there were multiple prices, but also just that there were a lot of premiums. And I suggest, and I volunteer to draft a letter that you can send to producers. I'm asking if you would be able to have the webmaster, the web designer for WBAI, uncover all of the premiums that are on the site, because this goes back probably 20 years, and there are many interesting items, and I don't think we should give up on those. They exist, or to the extent that they exist, how many copies are there? And a letter to producers asking producers to review the site and select a premium or two to pitch on their next show. And producers can pitch every show, you know, at the beginning, at the end, in the middle. And I stand by the offer to draft a letter to producers asking them to review the premiums that are available once those premiums have been uncovered. Again, as you had reported in the meeting on a week ago, some have been concealed. Basiram Chowey raised this in the meeting. Some premiums are not visible, and should all be visible. It can be cleaned up without covering the information. Thank
That's
you.
Going to be the time. You can move to extend if you like.
Okay, time is called, and does anybody want to make a motion to extend? What we have right here is we have Sarah Kleppner talking, and I guess Berthold's going to reply. Then we have Mario Mastrandrea and Rachel Barr on here.
Extend to 15 minutes. Because you got Michael White and all this.
Okay, you want to extend?
I move that we extend to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, would people, before we make it formal, do people want to do it maybe 10 minutes?
All right.
I don't hear
We're going to wind up extending again, but. Might want to make the general manager thing 40 minutes just on the get go, anyway. All right.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. And is there any objection to that? Hearing none is extended. And, Mr. Timekeeper, I have 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time right now. And so, Sarah Kleppner, are you done?
Yes, thank you. I would like a response.
Okay. Berthold, do you want to respond?
Yeah. I think, you know, sometimes you get stuck focusing on things that, you know, might be an issue, but are really, 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 I mean, with all due respect, very irrelevant. You know, like that, you know, premium people pledge for that are not pitched on the air. It almost counts for nothing, you know, and I am not willing to go back to put all these dirty, you know, uncleaned premiums list that we had that were like, there were thousands of them. There were some of them that were repeated like 5-10 times to, you know, to try to get a few dollars. It doesn't make sense. And I, you know, with all due respect, that issue is irrelevant. That's not why we're not making money. we have to use our time carefully. There are two managers at WBAI, at the other stations. I don't know how many people they have. We use our time carefully as we sit, as we look at what we have to do, and we focus on our time on the things that brings in the biggest bucks for our time.
Okay. Looking very fast as we're going here, Mario has been on once for this item, so the next person would be Rachel Barr, and after that will be Mario Mastrandrea. Rachel Barr, go ahead.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Just want to make sure.
I hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. So I want to say something. I don't necessarily have a question, but I would like Berthold to respond to my comment, if he would. I hear a lot of different things about what's not making money, what is making money. I'm just interested and curious as to how the general manager and the program director plan to fix this problem, because there's been a deficit at BAI, and I know there's a deficit at the other stations as well. I keep very close eye on everything in Pacifica, and I'm just curious as to how much longer the general manager and the IPD plan to continue to be in this debt between the tower and the rental of 388 and 2 months of health insurance, which I'm deeply concerned about because many of my friends work at the station. And I'm very curious as to how you plan to solve this very, very severe financial crisis in light of the fact that neither of you both seem to be willing to reach out to producers for their ideas and listeners, whether they're members or not, because this is a community radio station. And back in the day when I was a producer of BAI and I was a paid staff member of BAI, we always had plenty of money, and we did not have to pay consultants or any other type of people. We had money. I ran the tally room at 120, and I can remember getting, like, lots of money, lots of calls in. And there is still a way we can do that with COVID measures. We can save the station a lot of money, let alone the call center, $9,000 a month. We can do better, and I'm very concerned because if it doesn't get better soon, we will not have a WBAI. So I don't know whether Berthold wants to comment to that, but they need to change how they do things there, because if they're not going to listen to certain LSB members or listeners or producers or paid staff, people will become unemployed because they're not going to make the payroll. And the last thing I want to say is that no producer should be on the air having guests on who advertise purchasing their things from Amazon. That's very anti-Pacifica. You're dealing with a company that has producers on who have guests on who are saying, yeah, you can get my book, whatever it is, over Amazon. No. Pacifica is not an anti-union foundation. And shame on any producer not to preview the guests and tell them, do not mention Amazon. Because that's antithetical to what the Pacifica Foundation at least used to stand for. And I'm looking forward to being a new LSB member as of, I think it's December 8th. Not positive the exact date, or Paul knows that, but I'm looking forward to working in collaboration with the IPD and the GM to be able to pay people salaries and to get rid of some people who should not be paid. So I'm done. Thank you, Art Paul.
All right. Next we have Mario Mastrandrea.
Yes, you're correct, sir. A couple things. I second what Jeffrey said, because one of my questions is, what are we paying for the tower rent? But if I had the report to see, I would see that. The total thing, the electric, the transmitter, the whole thing. That's one question. So I second him saying that we should have a report, whether Berthold takes a picture of it and texts it to everybody or sends a mass email out, that would be great. As far as, I lost my train of thought. I like what Noel was saying about the consultants. Who are these consultants and what are they doing? What their bill or their service should appear on the report. Shouldn't just say consultants. It should, you know, their service or what they did should appear, consultant A, consultant B, or their name should actually be there if they're billing the station. If you're getting paid as a consultant, then you're a contractor. That should be there. That's an expense.
Can I interject here?
All right, hold on. No, because then it's going to go. Let me just get it out.
Berthold, hold on a second, and let Mario Mastrandrea finish, then you go, okay?
All right, so one is, what are we paying the tower? Who are these consultants? Should be on the breakdown. And I like what Sarah was saying about the premiums. They should be listed. Producers should refer to something, even if it's 2 in the morning, like Hafti Selassie at 2 in the morning or something, should say, because if there's a way to, another thing is a card should be made that could be played, cards, because if we're going to do this premium centric thing, even still, even though you still want, you want to move towards not, but is the premium is the way we're making the money and the buddy.
2 minute warning.
Yes, the buddy. Then we need to play up the premium. So there should be cards made describing the premium by the person who's, by the producer who's offering that premium, should make a separate card that could be played anytime and scattered. It should, the premium should be listed on the website. And then here's another thing. You could record someone who describes all the premiums and put it on the archives. And then somebody can listen to them anytime they want. And so there's three ways that we could now solve a problem or increase some positive results. And so there's three things there. And that's it for now. I think I have some else, but okay.
Okay.
Who are these consultants?
All right, hold on. Berthold, you can reply to that. And after Berthold, I'm going to say something very fast, and then we might be done with this item. Berthold, do you have something to say?
Yeah. Do you people actually read the reports that I sent? I mean, Mario, you've been on this committee forever. I give those numbers on a regular basis. You should know what our tower rent is about. You should know how much we pay for rent at 388. These are numbers that I repeat every meeting. There was a comprehensive report sent to the Finance Committee very recently about consultants and all that kind of stuff, and to the LSB. I mean, you know, like...
All right, you got me on that one.
You know, you guys, I'm sorry to be very combative today, but, you know, you guys talk about a whole bunch of things that are done regularly. You know, on the website, we have all the premium we have offered since April 1st, our lines are there. Then on the newsletter that we sent to 40,000 people, once in a while we feature a premium. We put links to them so that we can entice people to encourage them to go to the website or to buy premium. We do all of these things. I mean, we do not do them consistently, systematically, because of a lack of resources and stuff like that.
We should make a cut.
Also, I want to also add that the reason why WBI used to break even before I was general manager is because they used to get $300 and something thousand dollars from CPB money, which is exactly the difference, which is like more or less the difference we've had in our budget. Since Pacific has decided not to have their financials, you know, so there's a lot of talk, and people keep on repeating things, and either they know nothing about it or they're just talking, You know,
Bertol,
and,
the time is up. The time is up, folks.
All right. All right, time is up. Let me let me make one final fast sentence. We have to deal with reality, everybody. And, you know, having a narrative that sounds good is one thing. But I can tell you, WBAI has been in serious financial trouble since the 90s. So it's not new stuff. It's been going on, and it's been going on a long time. All right. Unless somebody wants to move to extend the time, we are. Is somebody else trying to talk over me? Please don't do that. Unless somebody wants. Okay, people are talking. Okay, somebody's trying to talk over me, and I'm just not going to allow that. All right. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time for this item, we're going to go on to the next item.
I move to extend for 1 minute so that I can make a point.
All right, you want to... Okay, motion. The motion is...
One minute.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for 1 minute from Bertold. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's passed without objection, and it's 1 minute, and it's... Mr. Timekeeper, it's 8:26 p.m. We have 1 minute. Bertold, I guess you want that 1 minute.
Yeah. In 2012, WBAI received $420,000 in CPB grants. That's all I wanted to say. It's $420,000. That's it. Done.
Okay. All right. So just that. Now, before we get into the next item here, I am going to... do fast attendance. Is Matt Mazza here?
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, you're here. Is Carolyn McIntyre here? No. Is Serene Roberts here? Nope. Is Maria Skelton here? Nope. All right. And also over here, is Anita Hawkins here? Is Laura L. Wiggins here? Okay, neither of them is here. The next agenda item is set next meeting date. So, let's get into that. It is, the time for that, yes. Okay. The time is 5 minutes for that. And the clock time is 8:27. And so, one second while I get my... Dust it up. All right. So set next meeting date. Now then, one of the things we got to consider is that if we can keep doing it the way we've been doing it, we would end up having to meet on December 22nd, which one is going to interfere with a lot of people who are getting ready for stuff later that week, and two also presents a bit of a difficulty for me. And I'm wondering if we could, in fact, maybe skip to January for the next meeting. And we could consider doing, like, January 5th, which is a Wednesday, or January 19th. The 5th is the week before the LSB meeting, and the 19th is the week after the LSB meeting. And
I'm sorry.
So I'm proposing that idea.
Sorry to interrupt.
Who's sorry?
Call. It's Carol... It's Carolyn.
Carolyn's here. Okay, I got you. Okay, you're here. Let me put you in here. Here we go. And I'll save that. And I hope I saved it and didn't wipe it out. Okay, so the...
Paul, what would be your choice?
Well, I don't know. We're not going to be doing anything a whole lot. So I would go for the 19th, but I could live with the 5th. Jack, what would you like to propose?
I would make two observations. I'm not proposing, I'm making observations. One, the financial situation is always dire. I know that, I realize that. But, you know, maybe we have to kind of think about the end of the year. So I would make the earlier January meeting, or else try to get something between Christmas and New Year. only because it doesn't make us get more money, but it does make us pay more attention to what's going on. The other thing is that that doesn't make more money. So what we really have to do is we have to focus. And I would just make a comment that Sarah should become a member if she really encourages the idea that she suggested. And maybe she could reach out and help Bertol do a little bit of that reaching out to the producers. I don't think Bertol tells the producers what to do, and then they do it. I think a lot of times what happens is Bertol's trying as hard as he can, and many of the producers kind of put it up back on Bertol or put it on the LSB. And what that new LSB member said was not really valid. You can't make the radio station produce money because the producers all of a sudden have premiums, thousands and thousands and thousands of premiums that don't sell anything. I know that. I understand the model is broke. I understand it's a bad model. I've been working as hard as I can to make the bad model work. But let's get a better model by working together. I'll stop there.
Okay.
January 5th is fine with me.
I move that we meet next on January 5th. And one of the things we also have to consider is there may be a new treasurer by then. The LSB changes in December. So we could have a new treasurer by then, and, you know, that person's probably not going to want to meet during the holidays. Anyway, so I move that we meet next on January 5th, 2022.
Wait. I have a question before that. Yes. The new LSB is being seated December 8th, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is there a meeting in December?
Yes, on December 8th.
Okay. So we should have a finance meeting because they're going to discuss things. Alex Steinberg made a motion or declared a task force needs to be formed to get listeners. I wanted to ask Bertold if they actually contacted him yet about that. I think there's things to talk about and to make ideas and to revisit some of the things we talked today. So I don't know why we just can't have a meeting after the LSB meeting at some point.
Right.
And then have a normal January meeting.
I think I've pointed out, you know, that there could be problems. All right. Anybody else?
Have it the week before.
Anybody else on the motion to meet next on January 5th? Okay.
Well, I don't
think
you should, so I disagree.
Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on the motion to meet on January 5th?
We should vote to see if we
okay, so I hear that there's objection. So what we're going to do is vote.
Yeah, I stated my point. Yeah, you want to wait till, you know, I don't think we should. It's not a stretch. Yeah.
All right, we're done discussing it. Let's try and put it in here. And so the motion is to meet on January 5th. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
I say yes, and that's time, by the way.
Okay, William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon? I'll come back. Noel Jameson. Noel Jameson? I'll come back. Pat Logan?
Yes.
Yes. R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza? I think that was a yes, right, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Carolyn McIntyre?
Yes.
Bertold Reimers? Bertold? I'll come back. Serene Roberts? Green Roberts. I'll come back. James Sagerton. James Sagerton. I'll come back. Maria Skelton.
Sorry, I was muted, yes.
Okay, Sagerton says yes. Maria Skelton. Maria Skelton. I'll come back. Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. I'll come back. Neil Voss.
Yes.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
Okay. And, And we'll do 1 second, folks. I have to move something in here to the voting area. And where is it? There it is. And paste that. Mario Mastrandrea. You know how you're going to vote. Come on.
Yes. I'll say yes.
You're voting yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's
all right.
Christmas.
William Heerwagon.
Merry Christmas.
William Heerwagon.
Abstain.
Abstain. Noel Jameson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Bertold Reimers. Bertold Reimers. Last call. No reply. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts. Last call. No reply. Maria Skelton. Maria Skelton. Last call. No reply. Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Stern, yes. Okay, the vote is 11-4, 0 against, 1 abstention. So the next meeting will, in fact, be held on January 5th. Okay, next item is new business. Is there any new business for the committee? Or is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, the motion to adjourn is passed without objection. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Good night, and see you next year.
All right. Thanks, R. Paul.
Bye-bye.
See you on the
Paul.
Thank you. Good night, all.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Good night.